There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
So we're kicking off today with Logan. Logan Paul is an American YouTube personality slash actor. Interesting that he's like slash something. Anyway, he gained fame through sort of videos that he did on Vine and a few other things. Millions of followers. Anyway, he's later branched out into acting in television series and a bit of comedy and films. So he's released a song. This is his second song in 2017. And I'm not sure if it's a parody or a real song. I'm a bit confused by it. Anyway, the actress Bella Thorne, do you know who that is?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, you don't then. She's the star of this video. And the song is called Out of My Hair.
Okay.
You know, really cool. And they meet outside a club, and Bella plays the girl, and she wants to find out what kind of hair product he uses. So
I'm thinking
it's got to be a parody, but also
high
production values on both the song and the video. So and it's being sold on Apple. Anyway, this is Out of My Hair.
Can't get you out of my hair. And I know it ain't fair. Trying to blow dry and brush it, you just wanna touch it. I just can't get you out of my head. I just can't get you out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my. I just can't get you out of my. Out of my.
It works to the formula that they work to now. I mean, it
that's
could
what I mean.
Maybe not be.
I would not be surprised if we heard that on Virgin. 9 million hits in 36 hours that's
what?
Had. 9 million, yeah. So I was Googling. I'm not familiar with Logan Paul. I Googled him and the top results were sort of Teen Vogue, you know, those kinds of publications. So he's obviously quite popular with the tweens, but over 9 million hits in 36 hours and the song is available to buy. So, I mean, I think he got his previous song, Parody or Not, into the Billboard Top 20 or something. So, yeah. It is a parody, but then at the same time, he seems to be doing a tidy profit out of a parody.
Tell you what, though, if you're a hair care company of some description or a shampoo manufacturer or some kind of fast-moving consumer good type person, you could jump all over that marketing opportunity, couldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, wouldn't take much to say, what's in my hair? Oh, this shampoo.
Yeah, quite right.
So, yes. And the next story is something that the guys over in India, BuzzFeed India, are really excited about, and it's a double down from a famous fast food outlet. We've had them here for at least a year, as far as I'm aware. But it seems like the rest of the world are catching up. So this is a new thing in India, and they're super, super excited. If you probably know which outlet I'm talking about. It's if you can't get enough of fried chicken, it's a sandwich where there's one piece of chicken and another piece of chicken. And that makes up the sandwich. But it's new there. It's just launched. So, yeah, these guys have decided to investigate and explore.
Hey, my name is Shayan, this is Akash, and today we're on our way to eat a secret burger.
Okay, I'm actually supposed to say that. Okay.
Cut me there. The double down is a dish where a sandwich is formed by two pieces of fried chicken rather than the more usual halves of a bread roll. I just feel like the essence of a burger is in the bread to meat ratio, so I'm not too sure.
This looks just like a massive chicken popcorn with some cheese in the middle for my head.
I do opposite things and this is an opposite thing to do. Yeah, I guess it just fits with my personality.
Asking me if I like KFC is like asking Donald Trump if he likes walls. Oh. The answer is obvious.
So yes, they got one mention, but only one.
Oh, man.
But yeah, this is really taken off in India. This has had millions of views as well because it's a new product. And what? You're having a burger without bread? This is insane. So yes.
But you can have a burger with just lettuce, can't you? It can be your bread.
Yes, if you don't eat carbs. But yeah, so they were quite interested in that.
Do you like a double down?
I've never tried one, so I can't say.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well. Finally, do you remember this? Do you know where it's from? If you do know, text in 4001 because Tim looks stumped and so does Michelle.
It's not Tetris, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right.
It's Tetris.
Yes. No, I haven't heard that for years. It's funny, I downloaded Solitaire on my phone last night and I sat and played it and I won twice. I was over the moon. I was, whee!
Oh my goodness.
And I'm going to move up to Tetris.
My dad is a great game. My dad loves Tetris and Solitaire. He loves them.
So
loves
I'm like your dad.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, good.
You are very like, no, you're a little bit like my dad. Anyway, moving on. There's big rumour now. The rumour is just growing and growing online. So this has gained a lot of traction and it's kind of going viral because the Game Boy could be coming back. Mm. Basically, the trademark bot found it, tweeted it to the public, and people have caught on to this and have seen it, and they're just asking Nintendo to bring this back with immediate effect. And there's a sneaking suspicion that it will be for the 30th anniversary, which is 2019.
Yeah, which
so it would probably tally with the fact that this trademark bot spotted it, people are going crazy and they really, really want it to come back. So it was discontinued in 2003, 14 years ago.
Nick Rago, who will be here tomorrow, I think, for tech on Drive Live Talks, he tweeted about this, I think it was a few days ago. There is speculation over whether the actual original old school things coming back
because what they've done with some of the other things like snares and stuff is they've made micro versions.
Yeah,
so it's just, are they going to bring that back or are they going to bring a slightly different form of it? But people are quite excited. And I think this got tweeted out, kind of gained traction and has gone viral now. And they're like, bring back Tetris. Not bring back Game Boy. People want Tetris back.
Whatever happened? Can't you get Tetris on
a
smartphone?
You can, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
No. Is it not the same?
They've changed the music and everything. I had to find the original one.
That's not a good thing at all.
It's not right, is it?
Okay. So would you use a Game Boy, though, if it came back? If you had a Game Boy back in the day, or whatever, however you phrase it, because I did. I used to play golf on it. And when you think about it now, is this not with it, on it? There was the golf game. It was pre-Tiger Woods days when I think about it. It was in the 90s. Would you use a Game Boy?
I had a pink Game Boy when I was growing up. I loved to play Super Mario. I'd love it. But you can get an attachment now, which is the little keys that you can attach to an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's not the same, but you can play the old
games. It is about using the keys. That's all part of it, I think. That skill, that incredible dexterity that my son seems to have and I have no idea of a PlayStation.
VJ's texted in and said it is Tetris. Someone else texted in and said Tetris straight away. But VJ says, by the way, how about a plane of pilots?
Oh, that's good.
It's good, yeah, VJ. We like it.
I came up with something earlier and I've lost it, actually. It's gone. But
what did
loads
you have,
for that.
Michelle?
I thought it was a gaggle like geese, the gaggle, yeah. Gaggle of pilots.
It's kind of been used, though. You could have like a pride of pilots, you know, like lions.
Or
just
pili. Pili.
Pili, yeah. Okay, I think a pod would be good.
A pod.
Yeah, a little pile of pilots I still think is amusing.
Yes.
Yeah.
A bore? A bore? What about a bore of pilots? Too much aviation chat.
A bore of radio presenters. That's probably more appropriate, thinking about it. Music scoop in a few minutes' time, and it will have included in, there are five, or bits at least of five songs today, a little bit of nonsense, some Motown, song about winning, song about satellites, the story today, and a song about New York City next.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
Drive Live can confirm that Leicester City have sacked manager Craig Shakespeare, so all our texts were correct. Just thought I'd go straight in with that breaking news, or not so breaking to our texter. Leicester have said no thanks, thanks but no thanks, 4 months after he signed a 3-year deal to take the job on a permanent basis. So
didn't they win last game as well?
One or draw with West Brom on Monday.
I love how it's like we can confirm. It's like you're back in the BBC. Like,
I just thought I'd break that.
Yes, we can confirm.
Breaking sports news on Drive Live. can confirm.
Weird accent that she does. I don't know what's going on. So, music scoop today. Michelle's pointing. You know when she points, she gets shouted.
Means talk.
Yeah, it means. 1964, Manfred Mann, number one in the United States. Possibly the first number one with a nonsense song title.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
So what on earth did that mean? Nobody knows, nobody cares. Massive song, 1964. 1970, Jackson 5 start 5 weeks at number one in the US. Fourth number one of 1970 for the band. Motown said they sold 10 million records in 1970. 10 million records.
Salvation back. Where they
very young, Michael Jackson, in 1970. That's the Jackson 5, I'll Be There. Bee Gees become the only group to have a UK number one in each of three decades, 60s, 70s and 80s, with this today. Remember this? It's their fifth number one, and their last number one, actually, as brothers as well. So that's the Bee Gees. 1992, we'll move there next, I think, with Tasman Archer. Do you remember? You won't remember Tasman Archer.
No, I heard you saying something about Tasman Archer, but it doesn't ring a bell, but maybe the song will.
Well,
the,
number
the name
one,
might not.
Well, I chose it because it was number one today. It's a UK number one. Some people might remember this. It was her only number one. She wrote the song about the moon landings in 1969. Then she got a deal, and this I remember this being a big, big song. I didn't want that one. Do you remember this, 1992?
I do remember this. Yeah.
So this is Sleeping Satellite. I have no idea what she did after this. Absolutely no idea at all.
She got distracted by some moving space junk and was unable to leave.
Maybe, yes. Maybe it fell on her and clocked her one. Who can tell? Whatever she did, that's 25 years ago, which gets me. We're going to finish today, 1981. Christopher Cross, 3 weeks at number one in the United States, and it is from the movie Arthur. So it's the theme. It's the best that you can do. It was his second US number one. So we play it with Christopher Cross.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what am I about?
Cross number one in the United States today, 1981. Arthur's theme, the best that you can do. Did you know Deep Purple wanted him as their guitar player at one point? And he didn't join. He said, no, I'm going to have solo stuff.
I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can woo people at dinner parties with. So we asked you for the... I don't know what that was. We asked you for the name of this song, Status Quo. Two tickets are going to go today. I've got to stop there, actually, because here is the answer to the song. Right then, so it was What You're Proposing. Two tickets go to NLT. Is it Michelle? I think it is, isn't it?
I thought you were going to give them to me then. I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
Well!
I don't think you're allowed to give them to me.
Michelle Jones, congratulations. That's it for Drive Live today. What's going on tomorrow?
I'm back tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Not sure you will be now.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.